This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, how to attract a steady stream of new customers, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is September 4th through the 6th in Philadelphia and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details and register today at www.dreambizacademy.com. That's www.dreambizacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, all great things in anybody's business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really excited about this week's show. My special guest is an entrepreneur and author and coach, and his name is Ryan Moran. Let me tell you a little bit about Ryan, and we'll bring him right on. Ryan Moran is the author of The Freedom Manifesto, How to Make $1 Million, Travel the World, and Live the Life of Your Dreams, a book everybody should have. He's one of the most sought-after speakers and thought leaders on lifestyle freedom in the world. He specializes in creating extremely profitable cash flow streams and businesses without compromising lifestyle. Ryan is passionate about inspiring, educating, and empowering people to live extraordinary lives, and he believes that anyone can live the life of their dreams as long as they take responsibility for their results and take consistent action toward getting what they want. When Ryan isn't inspiring his listeners and readers, you'll find him at an improved show, a Cleveland Indians game, or traveling the world. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for being my special guest today on Stick Like Glue Radio.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Should I have said improv show? I said improved show there.
You know, I don't know what an improved show is, but that sounds very Tony Robbins-y of you. So I don't know what that is, but we can go if I spend a lot of time at improved shows. That's cool.
There you go. You know, people are used to one thing. I will mangle a word here and there, and I just roll right over it. So, hey, it's good to talk with you. I know you have a podcast also called Freedom Fast Lane, which is really cool. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started Freedom Fast Lane just under a year ago. Currently, a top 10 marketing show on iTunes and scorching up the charts, and it's been really fun. Basically, what I aim to do is about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I decided to stop doing courses about marketing. I just didn't enjoy it anymore, and once I shut that business down and started businesses that I was really excited about and have grown into multi-million dollar businesses, I found that I missed having a platform of sharing all my secrets. So I just decided to give it all away for free and do it on a podcast called Freedom Fast Lane. And sometimes we bring on guests, but about half the time it's me in front of a microphone ranting about business secrets or things that really make me angry, depending on how I'm feeling that day, Jim. I'm sure you can relate with that.
Absolutely. You know, the thing I find fascinating when I talk to folks like yourself who are really focused on the lifestyle, business and their personal life, is that, you know, so many entrepreneurs that I work with, and, you know, quite honestly, myself included, not too many years ago, they're focused so much on things, and, you know, next thing you know, life is breezing by. And, you know, about, well, it's actually 13 years ago now, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I went through a horrific period where it really helped bring clarity to my life about what's important and things like that. And, you know, so as I'm building multiple businesses myself, I'm doing it in a way that's providing a nice lifestyle. So I think, you know, if there's one lesson that I think all entrepreneurs should learn is how to do that from the beginning. You know, otherwise you get trapped in that cyclone of activity. So when did you learn that? Because you sound pretty young, actually. I could be wrong, but you sound kind of young.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm 26 years old. I guess that depends on what your definition of young is. But to your point of, I thankfully have never had cancer, and I would actually love to hear more about that experience, because I'm sure that was a very awakening experience for you. In the same light, I had a really dark time that was not illness related. It was, I went through a very dark time where I lost the girl I thought I was going to marry, the income that I had worked so hard to build up, my sense of direction, and my world just kind of came crashing down. And I realized through that process, we spend so much energy and we spend so much time trying to build this life that we exists in our head, but we've never really actualized into our life. We have this idea that one day we'll arrive, or one day there'll be no more problems, or one day we won't worry about money anymore. And there really is no one day. There's just one day at a time, right? And yep. I'm of the opinion that if you never get intentional about the life that you want to live, about the things that you want to experience, then life will give you whatever it has for you, and you will be unconscious in that process. So what I aim to do is help people get really clear on the type of life that they want to have, and then cut out the things that are holding them back from living that lifestyle, expand their incomes and their possibilities, usually through starting a small business and investing. And we talk a lot about that. We talk about investing into the future and into our long-term passive income. And then we talk about giving back out of the abundance that we've built for ourselves.
That's so important. You know, I'll share something with you. One of the things I've wanted for a long, long time was a boat. And but then, you know, my wife and I started having kids. We had four kids, and my youngest twins are 26, so I know all about 26-year-olds. And but Ryan, I bought a 30-foot Sea Ray boat this year. And so you could actually say, well done, I achieved my dream, it's awesome. But you know what happened when I first had is, like, well, I was obviously going on the weekends and stuff, but I'm like, you know, I'm not particularly busy today. I should go on my boat. But I almost felt guilty about it. And I thought, you know, there's something wrong with that kind of thinking. You know, you work so hard. I've been working for 13 years building my businesses, my companies. I get to a point where I can start enjoying some of the success, and then you actually sort of resist it. I don't know if that's just upbringing, the kind of work ethic you have and things like that. But people, you're right. I learned, I think, you know, there's an expression, maybe you've heard it, something about, you know, eat your cake first or something. You know, have a little fun along the way.
Well, congratulations on your boat. What I have found is that there's a common thread among us entrepreneurs in which we have a really hard time enjoying what we have earned in enjoying life, because we put so much pressure on ourselves, which is kind of backwards, because we all got into this game in order to have a better lives for ourselves. We all got into this game so that we could work less. We all got into this game so we could have more enjoyment. But what we find is we get used to this daily grind of having everything on our shoulders, of making sure everything's okay, and getting defensive of what we've built, so we never really feel free. I'm sure you felt this. There's days where, you know, I'm checking stats all day and making sure the world hasn't fallen down, and at the end of the day I go, what the heck did I do today? I didn't get anything productive done, but I felt like I was busy all day because our minds are so busy. So I think it's very important for us to intentionally design our lives, to design and decide what it is that we want to experience. Because if we go into entrepreneurship like most of us do, with just an intentionality of, I want to make more money, I want to have a better life for myself, well, we can do that, but there's so much gap in there that we tend to fill that with busy work. So if we are not intentional about what we want to experience, then we will miss out on a lot of those experiences. So I aim to help people get really clear about what it is that they want to experience.
That's really cool. You know, you've got a lot going on with you have online businesses, a restaurant, you're into investing and things. Can you give our listeners a maybe a brief overview of your various businesses and investing strategies?
Sure. So I basically have a three-part plan. I call it the wealth triad. And I developed the wealth triad based off of my need to have at least a sense of security and stability in my life. Even though I had lots of cash flow coming in, I didn't have a system for investing or silencing that part of my brain that was like, I need more, I'm never safe, I haven't made it yet. So I developed a wealth triad with that perspective in mind. And it looks like this. The first part of the triad is my businesses. And for when I'm walking with a new entrepreneur, I just tell them this first part is the disconnection between your hours and your dollars, and that comes from a business. Any business that allows you to work a little bit but make an inflated amount of money, meaning you're not compensated per hour, that's the first part of the wealth triad. I pay myself out of that, and I take a salary and invest a little bit from that part of the wealth triad. And right now, my businesses are mostly Amazon-based. I have a yoga products company, I have a supplement company, I have a men's health and fitness company, I have my personal brand where I do speaking and consulting and stuff like that. That's all in that first part of my wealth triad. I then take the profits from that business after I paid myself, and I put that into a high yield investment. And that's why I bought the restaurant, that's where I invest into other businesses, that's where I buy real estate and a real estate investment trust, which I talk a lot about inside of Freedom Fastlane. And then from those profits, I put those into the third part of the wealth triad, which is the stock market. And I have a system for how I find the things I'm investing in. But that is my three-part plan. I have my businesses, which right now are mostly Amazon-based, but I have some, you know, consulting and stuff like that as well. And then I put those into high-yield investments, and then I put those into long-term investments that I'll never, ever touch. Is that clear or clear as mud?
Yeah, that's clear. No, that's good. You know, I believe in, just strategy, multiple streams of revenue. What I tell people is even if you have a profitable business and you sleep well, if you have multiple streams of revenue, you sleep like a baby. So, you know, diversifying and having multiple streams is good. You know, one of the things I'm always intrigued about with people who do a lot of business on Amazon, you know, people go, well, I don't know, how many businesses do I need? How many customers do I need? Do you have any, I mean, this might not be an easy question to answer, but how many sales do you need to make on Amazon to make a decent living? Do you have any stats like that?
You know, that is a very difficult question to ask, but I'll give you this metric. I recently did a podcast where I outlined my 12-month plan to going from zero to $1 million on Amazon. It's called 12 months to 1 million on Amazon. It's on iTunes. And in that, I broke down what it would take to have a $1 million business. And for most people, that's around 100 sales a day, 100 to 150 sales a day, depending on your price point and your profit margins. But at about 100 sales a day, you're looking at $1 million business-ish, give or take a little bit. Just to be full-time, obviously you need less than that, but to have $1 million business, you're looking at about 100 sales a day.
Wow. Of course, a lot depends on the price point and what you're selling, too.
Sure. Yeah, and that volume is not very much. Getting 100 sales a day on a channel like Amazon is not a large amount of quantity to be selling, which brings up an interesting point about channels. When people are struggling as an entrepreneur, when they're first starting as an entrepreneur, one of the things that I talk to them about is what channel are you utilizing in order to sell your products and services? Because most things out there already have existing customer flow and existing traffic flow coming to a channel. For example, I utilize Amazon. Amazon is where I sell my yoga products, for example. When I was an information marketer, when I was selling products with my name on it, I was utilizing ClickBank.com, an information products channel. When I'm in the restaurant business as well, and we have a channel for that. I advise people to look at where are customers and money already being spent, and how can we utilize that? With Amazon, there's so much traffic and so many customers and so much money being spent on a minute-by-minute basis. We can benefit by having an optimized presence in that channel, and that makes getting profitable and going from zero to whatever level you want to be in business a lot easier when you piggyback off a channel that already exists.
You know, Ryan, you talk a lot about the three stages of success on Amazon. You talk about the grind and then the growth and the gold. Can you share a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. On Amazon specifically, but this is true really in any business, I break it into three stages. The grind being those first 3 to 6 months of business that you really have to scrape and beg for every sale. And most people quit in this stage. But our goal, especially on Amazon, is to build up a system of getting consistent sales. This is where most people miss in when they're starting a business, because the whole goal of that first stage of business is to develop consistent sales. And at first, you have to grind at it until you have a steady flow of sales. When it's on a channel, it is maximizing that channel as much as possible until you're getting consistent sales from that channel. But what most people get wrong in that grind stage is that they're chasing after a bunch of shiny objects without focusing on the only thing that matters, which is sales and consistent revenue. Once you have consistent sales and revenue, we can move on to stage two, which I call the growth. And the growth is repeating that process as many times as you are comfortable with. So rolling out new products and new services and new upsells that allow you, people to spend additional money with you so that your business grows. So stage one, develop a consistent sale and revenue flow. Stage two is repeating that process with different products and different services as many times as you're comfortable with. And then stage three, the gold, is when I say, now we can talk about paying yourself. Now we can talk about shiny objects and different channels. We can look at other things that will grow your business. But those things don't even matter until you have some consistent sales and revenue and you have duplicated the process with multiple channels or multiple products.
You know, one of the things I love about Amazon, and I'm a huge fan, I mean, I can actually, you know, if I shop for something and I can see it available, even if it's a couple bucks less somewhere else, because I can one-click purchase, it's at my door two days later, I'll do it with Amazon, which is a brilliant model. But one of the things I think is important about that whole platform are the reviews. I don't know about you, but if I'm buying, I don't know, cooler, or I could buy something, binoculars, whatever, and it'll run the gambit on price, but I always check out the first few reviews and see, you know, if several people love it. I mean, that's just, it's kind of comfort food, if you will. And if you rate two or three people who say, this sucks, wasn't what I expected, blah, 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 you know, those people could be completely wrong, but I'll be off to something else. Do you find is that really the case with reviews, or am I a little off the deep end there?
Yeah, it's 100% right, because that is the lifeblood of really any business on Amazon. And there's one thing that some people get wrong about reviews, though, is they think that reviews play a role into Amazon's ranking algorithm. And I'm of the opinion that they don't. So what determines what shows up on Amazon, I'm not of the opinion that reviews play a role in that. What they do play a role in majorly that doesn't impact where you rank on Amazon is your conversion rate. So Amazon, in a major way, factors in your conversion rate of people who see your product and buy the product. That plays a major role in where you rank. And the number one thing, like you said, Jim, that people take into account when they're looking at what to buy on Amazon is reviews. So if you're not managing those and actively managing those and doing everything that it takes in order to make sure that your customers are happy, then it's very easy to get buried by negativity in Amazon if you're not consistently treating your customers well and getting them to leave good feedback on your page.
Yeah. You know, you used a term early on in our conversation, Ryan, real business. You talk a lot about what makes a real business. I'm sure everybody has a different opinion. What's your opinion on what makes a real business?
My definition of a real business is something that adds unique value to the marketplace, meaning your business provides something unique that nobody else is doing. And this can be a marketing strategy, it could be a change on a product, it could be your pricing, but what unique value do you bring to the marketplace? And it looks like something that can grow without one person being at the helm of it, meaning, or in my opinion, a real business continues to thrive even if you are not a part of it. And it's something that is driving consistent sales and revenue through a channel or even through its own channel. In my opinion, those are the three things that make up a real business. And I think most entrepreneurs or solopreneurs miss one of these criteria. And as a result, they're always kind of scratching their head going, what am I doing wrong that everybody else is doing? Why don't I have consistent growth, or why am I not at the level that I think I need to be? And I find that the problems usually are in one of those three, either the unique value you're bringing to the marketplace, the systems and the operations, or the channels that you're developing in order to get reviews and revenue. I'm sorry, not reviews. Yes. Sales and revenue.
Yes. There you go. You're allowed to mangle a word here or there. I did at the beginning of the show. You know, here's my definition. I have three things that I consistently say make a real business. An engaged customer base, consistent cash flow, and systems and procedures. The last one is very important, especially because I'm 56, so I'm a little closer to looking to cash out than you are. But when you're ready to sell your business and, you know, go sit on the beach or your boat or whatever, you know, the person buying your business needs to know when you close the door on Friday and they open up on Monday that that business will run without you. And I think So many entrepreneurs especially, they're so much shoot from the hip, and that when they think they got a business that's valuable, it's all them. And once they leave, what happens now? You know, so I think those are some really important things. Man, this show flew by. It always happens. I got one more question I want to try and squeeze in here. What's the 80-20 rules for Amazon business that you talk about?
So in my opinion, if you're going to be an Amazon entrepreneur, then you need to look at only a few things, the most important in my opinion being where you rank for certain keywords. So we already talked about that conversion rate plays a big role in where you rank on Amazon, but the other thing that plays a big role is quantity of sales. So that's a bit of a chicken egg issue of, you know, I need to rank in order to make sales, but I also I need to make sales before I can rank, so what the heck do I focus on? And this is, when I talk about the grind, I talk about how to solve that problem. But for myself, what I do is I recognize the fact that we need to spend some money to stimulate sales at the beginning in order to get it ranking to the part where we have consistent organic sales coming from the traffic or from the channel that we're playing in. So that grind process is really a process of how do we overcome that hump of, and that chicken egg issue of, we need sales, but we also need to rank, and we need one before we get the other. So we focus on how do we give the algorithm what it wants in order to rank for specific keywords. And really quickly, some of the ways that you can do that are using Amazon's internal PPC channel by running some paid traffic to your Amazon listing, and then developing customer relations so that they continue to buy from you again and again. And that's how we kind of overcome that process of getting sales so that we can rank for specific keywords. Once we rank for specific keywords, man, that channel on Amazon is just a fire hose. It's just sales and customers just coming your way like a tidal wave.
It's awesome. You know what? I enjoy doing my podcast because I get to talk to smart people. I wish I was half as smart at 26 as you seem to be. Really, really appreciate your sharing some great information, Ryan. I know people listening are going to want to connect with you and learn more about you. And so what's a good website you can steer them to?
My website is freedomfastlane.com. You can also find me on iTunes. I have one of these fancy podcast things as well. And we're one of the top marketing and business shows on iTunes, and it's called Freedom Fast Lane as well.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for sparing half an hour with me this week. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, buddy. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Ryan Moran. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Again, I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, folks, go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.